been a key commentator on social media. I've been reading your tweets left and right and center, and you have a lot of things to say. Some of them are in the positive direction towards the country. Some of them are perhaps we need to have a better relook at things on this. Do you think that the conversation of Malaysia, making Malaysia a better country, is on the right path under this new administration?
Yes, it is. It's definitely, there's a lot of positive things that has been done, but one is, I think, the government and they themselves would admit this, that they don't do necessarily a good job talking about the achievements that they have done, right? And a lot of the stuff that they have done has been institutional reforms or trying to fix the software of the country. And these are things that is very difficult to see the benefits coming through quickly, right? You, for example, you change a leadership of a company, you change the board of a company, right? That's bringing in a new set of people who need to set a new direction for the company, and that will take time, right? And it will even take a longer time for that sort of benefits to touch people's pockets, which I think has been the crux of the issue, rising cost of living and all that. So I feel they are on the right track, you know, that they want to do the right thing. It's just that, you know, the environment that we live in now, and this is not just Malaysia, this is emerging markets in general, we look at governments all around the world, is that you have very little time to make these changes.
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
If right? It is 5 years, it could be less than that.
And, you know, I think the days of giving governments decades of rule would be gone, because now you've tasted the change. And then you feel empowered and you want changes and you want to put the government on accountability, which is exactly the right thing to do, right? And the other thing is that Malaysia has taken a huge leap towards democracy, huge leap, right? That leap must be followed with the supporting systems and the supporting institutions moving in tandem, right? You've got the people making this big leap, changing government, but you know, you've got corporate Malaysia, you've got the civil service, you've got people's culture.
You've got the press.
You've got mindset, yeah. Everything, right? You need more independent institutions. Everything should move in tandem, right? So that will take time. And I always say that the judge of the, you know, you should only judge this government probably towards the end of their term. You know, that's typically, you know, Indonesia is a good example. When Jokowi came on in his first term, there was about a 2-year adjustment period. Things didn't move because suddenly there was a new anti-corruption drive, and companies and institutions were scared to do things because they wanted to do things the right way. So nothing moved. Companies were not spending money on capex. People were scared to undecided about which way they should go. But then things normalized, because you cannot just say, I'm not going to invest in my company for the next 10 years. There comes a time, maybe you can hold it for 2 years, then after that you say, you know what?
It's becoming more expensive to hold the money now.
So I have to move now. So I think we that period typically, I mean, this is not a silver bullet, but it's typically about 2 years, right? And we're now reaching year two. And I would think that, you know, towards the end of this year, it's when, you know, you can perhaps make a better judgment of whether the landscape is turning a bit more positively. Right.
There's also a unique perspective that you bring. You're a Malaysian, you stay in Singapore, you work there. Of course, you're not just based there, you're moving globally. From the discussions that you have had with a lot of other investors and a lot of other corporates that you speak every day, it's your day job, right? To speak with corporates and to see which funds and companies are good to invest in. How has that reaction been towards the progress of Malaysia for the past 1 year?
I think you know, it depends on whom you speak to, right? I think this is where I think the people and the government need to understand what kind of investor base there are, right? If you're an FDI investor and you want to set up a plant here, you want to, you know, build a factory here, I think you'd be quite happy, right? You know, there is perhaps a better transparency now. At least the companies that we have spoken to said approvals are much more quicker now. You know, they're very keen, they want to do things the right way. So, you know, that has been, it's positive there. Then you speak to stock market investors, right? Who are, then there's two categories. That's the long-term investors like us, who have been invested in Malaysia for incredibly long time. We've always said that the country needs a reset button, right? Reset in a lot of ways. Reset in institution, independence of public institutions, maybe corporate culture, accountability, better performance benchmarking for companies. So we somehow are positive about the change. Then you talk to another group of stock investors who are more short term. They don't like it because there's volatility, right? You know, change brings uncertainty, and that uncertainty is not liked, right? So, you know, they would go back to the status quo. So, you know, if you ask me, for Malaysia to progress as a sustainable economy, not just funded by government pump priming and all that, there needs to be a period of weakness before it gets better. Mm. And that weakness period is where the resetting comes in.
Yeah, where
right?
you actually start
mode,
to yeah the cleanup mode.
You know, and there's
the purging basically. Yeah, yeah.
And just kind of resetting the bar and having a rethink about why do we have this and where are we going to take this forward.
The problem is that everything is still running. It's yep. not, you know, a period where you actually switch off the car engine and start working yep. on it. The engine's still running and trying yep. to repair the car along the way. And this has enabled a lot of detractors, particularly those that lost the elections, to actually come out and say that, you know, this is not going well, you know, you said you promised this, you didn't do that, that kind of stuff. How has this built the perception amongst the regular folk in order for them to actually gauge where the direction of the country is, how truthful things are, and how that perception is being managed currently?
So for a large segment of the population, there's still, cost of living is still the biggest issue. Mm. It's still the biggest issue. Again, not unique just to Malaysia. This is happening all across the globe, right? You see all the governments have been elected into office today have all come in elected based on that sentiment. Mm. So the only way for the regular people to feel is for them to have more money in the pocket, right? And this can come in certain in different ways. The government can help. The government can pay out money to the consumers and say, you know, I'm topping up your income, or they can reduce tax rates, or, you know, there's a lot of ways to do it. But I think the biggest challenge for the government is to think about what is sustainable. You don't want to get people addicted to giving out handouts, right? It may not necessarily be the best long-term solution for the country. You want to perhaps, you know, find them better paying jobs, and, you know, doing all that sort of thing. So I think that is where there needs to be, I feel, a better, more coordinated education approach to understanding the different facades of the economy and how it works. And also, I think it's also a good lesson for anybody contesting an election that I think your promises will be taken much more seriously now, right? You know, people are now going to look at this much more carefully. It's an interesting test case. It's unfortunate that this government is the one who has to go through the first round of that test case, right? Mm. But yes, it's a country that will now demand higher accountability from the leaders. That's not a bad thing.
And that's not a bad thing. In fact, but we have to draw this interview to a close. But it's without an understatement to say that the world is watching Malaysia.
Yeah.
All the indices are actually tracking mm-hmm. Malaysia quite positively,
yeah.
From Reporters on Frontier to Medicals on Frontier,
yeah.
all the way to economic growth, democracy, all that is actually currently being measured. And we are jumping a few rungs
yeah.
along each and every single indices. But it also comes to bear in mind, as good as we can jump a few rungs ahead, there's also a possibility of us regressing
yes.
as well.
Yeah. The biggest challenge, I think, for Malaysia is the leadership succession, right? That needs, I think all Malaysians knew what they were getting themselves into and everything. But I think there needs to be perhaps a comfort that whenever the new leadership comes in, that there's not going to be a massive reshuffle of the decks again. That, you know, the reforms that have taken place would continue, and that it will continue on a relentless path, right? Because the only way to reform a country, to put an anti-corruption drive, and you have to be relentless. You have to keep on going at it again and again and again on a daily basis. So there must be, I think what would help Malaysia is that commitment that the incoming leadership will continue that. Whatever changes have been done in corporate Malaysia or the institutions or the economy will continue.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Jalil. That was my conversation with Jalil Rashid, the CEO of Invesco. Again, thanks for spending your time with us. If you missed this show, you want to catch more of these kind of shows, just head on to astroawani.com/notepad. We also have other shows on offer, including like stock and shows that were being brought to you by Melissa Idris as well. That's it from me for this week. Until next time.